Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Welcome back. I'm Elaine Cha. The countdown is on. In just 1 week, Santa Claus will spread Christmas cheer across the world to those on his nice list. In the off-season, Santa kicks it as Kris Kringle. And in St. Louis, Kris Kringle throws down on stage with his band, the Jolly Jingles, at their annual Christmas extravaganza, where they perform a medley of traditional Christmas music, original tunes, and classic fan favorites infused with gospel, rock and roll, and ska. Kringle sat down with STLPR's visuals editor Brian Munoz to discuss his music and his special brand of holiday joy. Brian asked how Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles was formed and how they came to produce a yearly Christmas blowout.
It all goes back to the pandemic, honestly. Doesn't everything, it seems like. I was sitting around, had nothing to do most of the time, was bored, and I said, you know what? I'm going to record a song, a Christmas song. And I quickly realized I only play one or two instruments proficiently, so I called some of the elves up. I'm like, hey, can you join me in recording a song? So in 2020, went over to Native Sound Recording on Cherokee here, or just off Cherokee, and recorded a old song called Nothing for Christmas. And it was fun. And we're like, so next year came around, let's do a whole album. So we got a full album that year. And in 2022, he said, you know what? We should be playing live. And we were about to play, and then everybody got COVID. But 2023, that's where the magic really hit. We kicked in the doors at the Heavy Anchor, and man, we had a lot of fun playing music. 2024, we released a couple more songs and did another extravaganza. And here we are, 2025, more music and an even bigger Christmas extravaganza.
How would you describe the kind of music that you guys play to someone that's never heard you perform? You know, you have, from my experience, a mix of originals and covers and, you know, some ska-leaning tracks and some really rock, heavy rock kind of leaning music. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're kind of all over. I think rock and roll is probably the easiest way to categorize it. But, I mean, we're definitely doing, there's a gospel tune. There's, you know, easier listening stuff. It's kind of all over. I want to make stuff that everybody would enjoy. But I think it's also a lot of high energy.
Yeah, high energy is one way to put it, just from what I've experienced. And it's a lot of fun.
Good.
You have this really iconic voice and, you know, singing loud for these long shows is not an easy feat. Mm. How do you prep for some of these performances?
Believe it or not, old Kris Kringle in the early 2000s was in a metal band. And so it's not really terribly too difficult, even, you know, a couple decades on. It feels normal. You know, I'm glad that there's not smoke in clubs anymore. That was the more difficult thing. But, yeah, usually I'm fine the next morning, just kind of belting it out. I've always sang with a lot of gusto. I'm assuming that's the, you know, Yuletide magic coming out of my lungs. But, yeah.
Who serves as your musical inspiration when you perform?
I don't feel like I could pick one person. I do know that Tom Waits is really, you know, someone that, he's an odd guy, and I like that. You listen to his, different albums, and, like, he sounds like me, but, he does different things, and he's not, you know, only able to do one thing, and I really like that, you know. You know, there's definitely, like you said, ska groups that I'm really, you know, St. Louis's own MU330, you know, Five Iron Frenzy, you know, there's all kinds of stuff.
What is your creative process like when you're putting together your show each year? Of course, it's more than just music. You guys really make it an immersive experience. So what does that planning process look like?
I want to do something that's fun. I realize that Christmas and the holidays in general are not always everybody's favorite time because of things that may have happened in their life. But at the Christmas extravaganza, we can make all that go away and just have magic and cheer and fun. And so I do put a lot of time and effort into planning for this. You know, there's things we always have to do. Of course, I have to be open for questions. I mean, how often do you run into, you know, the Easter Bunny or, you know, the Sandman or Santa Claus? You don't. You don't. We're pretty private. So, you know, being able to ask me questions, anything you want, you know, we got to do that. Of course, you know, people have to sit on my lap. I can't go out and not have people sit on my lap and tell me what they want, you know.
Do you have a favorite song that you guys have recorded so far? And if so, what is it?
You know, it's like asking if you have a favorite elf. there's definitely ones that I like more. You know, I really like our rendition of Jesus, Oh, What a Wonderful Child, you know, old kind of church song. And it just, there's a lot of energy in it. I like that one quite a bit. Hey, Jesus. I really like the song called Christmas Day. Generally, we're opening the show with that. It's by a band called MXPX originally. But I love the spin we put on it. She waits and prays because it's almost Christmas Day. A little faith can always go such a long way. As far as originals, I think Ho 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 is just a really fun and energetic. It's got a children's choir on the recording, so that's just fun. Christmas is my favorite time. It happens but once a year. The ornaments and gleaming lights, they fill my heart with so much cheer. Join your family. It's the season of good cheer. And, you know, I mean, I think a lot of musicians will say the most recent thing they've recorded is their favorite. So we're about to release a new song, and I know you want to talk about that, so we can get to it. But I'm really enjoying that one, too.
Yeah, let's get into it. Sure. You guys have been working on a new single. Can you tell us a little bit about Eggnog?
Sure. So Eggnog, you know, the beverage is, it's thick, it's creamy, it goes down to your toes when you drink it. And man, is there anything as wonderful as eggnog? Also, just so you know, Martha Stewart's recipe is incredible. She says only having have one per person. But anyway, I wanted to write something, an ode to eggnog. And so I just, you know, started thinking, like, when I'm drinking eggnog, when I'm drinking Martha Stewart's recipe eggnog, you know, like, I feel so good. I'm happy. Man, Christmas cheer is going on. Feeling good. But, you know, if you don't listen to Martha and you start having, you know, 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8 cups of eggnog, you know, you're feeling tipsy. And, like, am I seeing double? Yeah, you know, the Christmas cheer is really taking over. And so that's what the song's about.
When you think about what you guys have put together here with Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles, what are the things that you want audiences to take away from your music, your performances?
I want people to realize that there's joy in life. And while that's not always the truth in every moment, It can be. And so you can go and you can seek it out. And so you can come to our Christmas extravaganza and you can kind of leave behind the frustrations with family or, you know, bills or whatever, and just say, I'm going to be in this moment. And it's going to be wild. It's going to be silly. I didn't know a grown man would do that out in public. is he really drinking eggnog on stage? I mean, what else? How else are you going to quench your thirst? I want you to have a lot of joy in your heart, and I want you to share that with me. It's just going to be a fun time.
That was Kris Kringle of Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles in conversation with St. Louis Public Radio visuals editor Brian Munoz. Before we tie today's show with a bow, let's take a listen to more of Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles' new single, Eggnog.
Jingle bells are jingling in the air. Carolers are caroling everywhere. Snowflakes are falling from the sky. The stars are sparkling in our eyes. Ornaments they glisten on the trees. My friends are gathered here with me. The Christmas spirit fills the night. Everything is gonna be alright. I've had 8 cups of eggnog tonight. I'm proud of these cups of Christmas delight. The lights are starting to lose focus. There's twice as many people here with us. My rosy cheeks are on display. The music is making me turn and sway. I'm feeling extra warm inside my soul. The Christmas spirit is taking control. I've got these presents to give away. I don't think that I should drive the sleigh. I've had 8 cups of eggnog tonight.
You can catch Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles at their Christmas extravaganza this Saturday, December 20th at Off-Broadway. Ticket information can be found at offbroadwaystl.com.
Today's segment was produced and recorded by Brian Munoz.
Edited by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.